Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with the focus on the Festival of the Christ. With me is Mike J. Snyder, co-host of the show, together with me, of course, Brigitte Boyer. And not to forget St. Germain, who is right here with us, ready to bring the message of this event through and to take you on an inner journey. But before we start, we certainly want to give out our websites. Mike, can you assist?
Sure. If you want to see what Brigitte offers, her website is www.lightbridge101.com. And if you want to see the music and different offerings I have on my website, www.mikesnydercc.com.
Thank you, Mike. And this is a very auspicious time. I probably have said that many times before, but the Festival of the Christ focuses on the vibration of love. There are three very holy celebrations in the spiritual realm that are happening now successively on the full moon, starting with the full moon right around Easter, then the first full moon in Taurus, and then the full moon following. These three festivals symbolize the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness, divine love, divine power, and divine illumination. And I actually have it in the wrong order because the first celebration is about love. So it is divine love. The second celebration, which is the Vesak festival, is about illumination, divine wisdom, Buddha descending into the Vesak valley to usher out new light, new frequencies, new light codings for everyone on earth for the evolutionary process. And then the third celebration is the Festival of Humanity, where it is about divine power. I will to will thy will, to opening yourself up as a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light to bring a greater divine purpose through you and anchored on earth and walk a path so that others can follow as well. So these are the three major festivals in honor of the cosmic Christ that we are remembering within ourselves, that we are in the process of awakening yet again, and that is the next coming of the Christ by the awakening, the Christ consciousness, the Christ itself within us, so that we can embody that frequency, that essence, and anchor it on earth and assist others to do so as well. Therefore, during spring, during Easter, during these first weeks of the spring season, we are celebrating the idea of being reborn again. It is a time of resurrection. And the story of Joshua, Ben Joseph, and of course the story of Jesus the Christ, one and the same, very much help us understand this concept of death and rebirth. How important it is for a part of us to die, for a new part of us to be reborn again. And Saint Germain, Master of Transformation, certainly very much loves that kind of concept, because when we work with alchemy, when we work with the violet flame, what we are really doing is we are transforming and transmuting something that no longer serves us, that no longer is in the frequency that is in alignment with our heart and our divine purpose, to let that die, not going away really, but shift and change into something new. So there is that death and rebirth part every moment in our life. And we certainly often feel like we are carrying around a cross on our shoulders, that we are almost feeling crucified by life. And yet out of these adversities, out of these focused tests of transformation, we give birth to a new consciousness, a new awareness, a new level of existence that otherwise wouldn't have been so readily available. So these are truly momentous times. And as humans, we certainly go through many of them. I'm pretty sure others do too, probably on other planets. We always think, oh, why are we here? We should be somewhere else. But I get the sense that as we learn to transform and to ascend to a higher consciousness level, there are certain similarities of death and rebirth, of contraction and expansion. It simply is a way creation takes place and ascension takes place. And when you study any kind of universal teachings, such as the Kabbalah, for example, it very much talks about how we move from one level of existence to the next by going through a time of facing our fears. It's called Da'as. It's that abyss where we cross the parts of ourselves that feel frightening, that terrorize us, and yet we see the vision of a better future ahead of ourselves, and we focus on that, and with the help of spiritual guidance, we can cross the bridge to a whole new level of existence. And really, isn't that what we are going through very often in our day-to-day lives? So that being said, the Festival of the Christ, Saint Germain, will guide you to your own personal experience and journey of this experience. And for that purpose, we are going to play the first piece that Mike created, and it's called Sweet Surrender. And really, with the path of enlightenment and death and rebirth and resurrection, there is a huge part of surrendering in there too. So I invite you to close your eyes, to open your heart, to be call in your spirit guides, and to just be willing to experience your heart getting a little bit more fine-tuned to that frequency of love that allows you to really conquer all. Love is the only true power that can effectively change that what creates separation and limitation. So here you go. Close your eyes, open your heart, and listen to the music as a universal language of the heart. Greetings, my beloved friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and I'm here at this time known as the Festival of the Christ, a festival of love, but also very much a time of transformation. Through this love, through this compassion, change can happen. And during a time of change, a part of you is asking you to let go of it, to release it, to not carry it forward, but to be willing to be empty and open for a new experience. We understand that that can be challenging at times. You're used to the structure that is familiar and comfortable to you. And you're afraid that the future might bring something that is potentially worse, more limiting, more difficult, more painful. But I'm here with you as your guide, as your friend, to tell you that it isn't so. That is your human self that is trying to keep you in separation. Listen to your heart that connects you to your soul, that connects you to your divine I am. You're safe to let go. You're safe to move into a whole new future. And there will be the tendency of your human self to make you believe that the future is going to be a painful one, that there's going to be wars and loss and lack and separation and pain and more wounds. But I invite you now to work with me a little bit on letting this go, to empty yourself, to not have any preconceived ideas about the future, but to only think of yourself like that little seed that was put in the ground. And even so it was cold and winter and the ground was frozen, it just sat there, trusting, having faith that there will be the appropriate moment where everything around it would soften. And so that seed softened too, being acceptant of its surrounding, willing to patiently wait for the perfect moment to break through the surface out into the light, and then continuing to trust its essence, its divine essence, that even though it didn't know what it would become, what it would look like, what color it would have once it blossoms, to simply trust and have faith that whatever the form is that it's growing into, that it has perfect purpose and will be beautiful in its own unique way. And if a plant can do that, a flower, a grass, a tree, any of those beautiful aspects of nature, if they can do that, I have trust and faith that you can do that too, that you can soften. And just when you're ready to break through the surface, that you have enough trust and faith not to stay in the darkness, not to fight the transformation, but to be willing to step into a whole new experience of self. And your roots will always stay in the ground that is familiar. That's what settles you. That past experiences that you've had balance you and give you strength. But those experiences will not hold you back. If anything, they will propel you forward onto a whole new experience of self. And so this is known as the Festival of the Christ. And life, with all its different experiences, can bring to you the experience of someone who might not have been favorable to you, someone who might have betrayed you or what appeared to be betrayal. And I purposely say what appears to be a betrayal because in truth, everything has divine purpose. There is no mistake. You are not a victim. In that, what might appear to be a betrayal might also be the nudge that sends you into a very new direction that helps you cross a threshold out of the darkness into the light that otherwise you wouldn't have done, or you wouldn't have had the courage to take that step. So that outer impulse that might feel so uncomfortable, that at first might feel like a disaster, a breakdown, a destructive force, in reality can be the key to move you forward in your life. And so the Christ Jesus himself had experienced betrayal. He experienced being tortured. He experienced being put on the cross. And he experienced losing all his faith in God. He did too. He felt forsaken. He felt forgotten. He felt misunderstood. It wasn't like the Christ was on the cross, perfect and focused only on the light within him. No, there was a moment of total death, emotionally, mentally, spiritually even. And so I invite you now with the next piece of music that we'll be playing, I invite you to also go through your own personal death process. To look for a moment at your life, at all aspects of your life. The wounds that you hang on to from the past to define you and to define your choices that you're taking at this time. Everything that has led up to this point and who you are in this moment. I want you to witness all of it, to close your eyes, to see your parents, your siblings, those partners that might have hurt you, to witness the business situation or any kind of work relationships that might have felt uncomfortable. But equally, you might see in behind your closed eyes beautiful situations and experiences, all of it. I don't want you to just focus on the pain. I want you to focus on all of your experiences leading up to this moment. And as you look upon your life, I ask you to put your hands on your heart and to stand and to hold yourself up straight and to accept for one moment all of it, to not judge it, to not reject it, to not want to change it, to just take a moment of acceptance. And a moment through acceptance where you open yourself up as a channel and instrument of the Christ love. You open yourself up, you let that love from the cosmic Christ flow into you and through you out into your life and into your past. And as you do, you simply let yourself dissolve into pure energy, into formlessness. Listen to the music and let the music guide you through this process. And in this dissolved state, you can leave your physical existence behind for one moment and embody the light essence of yourself, stepping on a path that is calling to you, that is drawing you out of the earth realm, out of this dimension, into a very different sacred place. As you walk along the path of light, or move along the path of light, or ascend along the path of light, you come to an ancient temple that is made out of pure pink crystalline structures. It is the temple of the third ray. And as you enter the temple grounds, you notice the many beautiful roses, all in different colors, and fountains, and statues of gods and goddesses. And you can feel your heart responding to the harmony and the beauty that is surrounding you. Butterflies, bees, all kinds of flying insects. But it's all in harmony. Nothing attacks you. Nothing hurts you. You walk along a path that is allowing you to enter a very serene state of beingness, where you can truly feel yourself being overlighted by your divine I am. Where you can feel yourself being more than the body, more even than that divine self. You can sense that you are part of all and all is part of you. And as you enter the temple, for some it might appear to be made out of rose quartz, but in reality, it's made out of all different kinds of pink crystalline structures. And you will perceive it to be whatever it needs to be for you. No limits, no judgment, no right or wrong. And for some of you, it might simply feel like pure pink light that you're entering. But you're going to feel drawn to the center of the sacred place. It is a place of love. And greeting you here are Archangel Chamuel and Achaia Charity, who have been awaiting you. They are greeting you with great joy because it is for you to carry forward a flame of love, a flame of Christ love. That is so much needed on earth at this time. And so they asked you to be willing to be resurrected into a new form of self that holds at its heart a very unique flame of love that will affect not only your own life, but the life of all those that you touch, that you come in contact with. Simply through your presence, simply through the words you speak, and the kindness and gentleness that you share with others. And so they're guiding you to what appears to be a throne made out of an opalescent crystal, white with opalescent colors, with rainbow colors shining from within the white. And you're asked to sit, as they are now drawing from the higher realms the flame of the third ray. And they're using a sacred ritual to not only infuse you with that third ray, but to weave it into your auric field, into your heart, into your mind, into every part of you, so that that flame of love is going to assist you to see your world in you and to step away, resurrected and renewed. So we want you to experience the purity of this transfusion, so to speak, this awakening, this activation in your own unique way. Simply allow yourself to receive the attunements and the energy work and the weaving of the third ray into your auric field done by Archangel Chamael and Achei Charity as you listen to another beautiful piece of music from Mike. Archangel Chamael and Achei Charity are now sealing the flame of love as in your heart, strengthening your Christ itself, strengthening your own Christ consciousness. You wouldn't have been guided to participate in this if you weren't ready to change the world through your light, but especially through your love, through your kindness, through your gentleness, through your ability to connect with all of us and to work with us to bring love to Earth so that Christ may return yet again. And what that means too is that you will choose now more readily love over fear. Of course, there are many situations handed to you or shown to you where your first response could be fear or limiting thoughts of any kind. But through this activation, through this infusion of love, there's a direct link to the cosmic Christ that is supporting you to make a different choice, to be that channel and instrument of love that is so needed on Earth, to walk among humanity just like the prophets of the ancient times, just like the oracles of the ancient times, heralding a new beginning, but not a new beginning of destruction and fear and illness and poverty and droughts, but a future of love, a future of peace, a future of togetherness and harmony and working as a team for a common goal. It is possible if you keep envisioning it. Don't let yourself be seduced by the fear of others. You know better. Miracles happen every moment, and many of them in your life already. Live now in the knowing that you truly are a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light, bringing heaven to earth. You are the embodiment of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Repeat it to your own self. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Remind yourself that the connection to the divine is ever present through the power of A-Hey-A. Your heart is open and supported through the God force of Yehovah Aloha Vadas. Your passion, your desire to bring good into the world, the fire that brings about change to the better, is empowered, is fueled by Shaddai El Shai. And you are anchoring all of this into the earth realm, to Gaia, to all of those who are yet too afraid to see what you see, to hear what you hear, and to make the choices that you make. So the power of Adonai Haaretz. You truly are the living tree of life. Your branches reach up and out far, not only into this earth realm, but into many, many dimensions. Each branch will support you to empower your body, your trunk, your roots, to bring forth and nurturing to yourself and into the world that is a nectar of love, joy, and happiness. Let Archangel Chamayel now guide you back to your physical self, all the way back to where you left your body behind, through a path of light. He will anchor you into your body now for you to remember that through choice, you are the embodiment of the cosmic Christ. And just like Jesus, you can leave behind the cross, the torture, the betrayal, and surrender to the sweetness of your divine essence and resurrect yourself to be a walking, living, breathing prophet of the divine on earth. Allow yourself to settle in your body. Know that for the next 3 days, there will be an integration that will continue for 21 days as every part of your body is being restructured. Your cells, your DNA, your aura, all of it is raising in frequency because it is needed and it is your choice. Blessings to you on this festival of the Christ. From the point of love is in the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of mankind. May Christ return to earth through you as a channel and instrument of divine love. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Amen.
Okay, well, what a great meditation. Brigitte, have anything to say?
Mike is a man of few words, isn't he? It was kind of hard to come back from this one. I went really deep, but I really just wanted to thank all of you for listening and being part of our Saint Germain family and Lightbridge family. And I hope, you know, I I kind of hear in the background that there's going to be this process that is going to take place for 21 days. It sounds to me that you're just going to be ready, right, for the VSEC festival, for the next download, which will take 21 days of integration. So these are fun times. And I believe we have a couple of eclipses coming up in May and June as well. So yeah, I can only imagine that this is an action-packed spring and summer to come, and I hope you will join us for the VSEC festival that is going to be taking place at the next full moon, where we will also do a pre-recording. Mike, anything you have to say?
Well, I just wish everybody a happy holiday coming up and enjoying the at least in our part of the neck of the woods up here in the U.S. enjoying the spring season.
Yeah, don't you love when the trees are just getting this really light green and the freshness everywhere and the flowers are blossoming? It's so beautiful, spring.
Yeah, it's like everything comes alive.
Yeah, really. Well, thank you very much. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Easter if you celebrate it. And, you know, just be aware too. I always find, especially on days like Good Friday, that you can really feel the collective consciousness. So it's even more important to do the work as a channel and some instrument of divine love to lighten up the mood and to raise the frequency wherever you go. Blessings to you. Peace out.
Take care, everyone.